This is a story about Athena, one of the 12 Olympian gods and goddesses who were born to Zeus and Hera. In ancient times, as the stories go, the gods and goddesses were often in conflict with humans, who liked to think that they could be as powerful as the gods and just as talented. There was a girl named Arachne who boasted to all who would listen about her talent as a weaver.
Have you ever seen wool that's been as finely spun and woven? Look, even Athena could not do better.
Often the nymphs of the forest gathered around and watched in wonder as the girl weaved.
I've never seen fingers move so fast.
They are swift and graceful as hummingbird wings.
Athena should take lessons from this girl.
Yes, indeed she should.
But it was Athena who had taught Arachne her great skill as a weaver, who had showed her how to shape the yarn into balls while reaching with one hand for more material, the wool all soft and cloudy. But Arachne would not admit that her ability as a weaver was due to Athena's teaching, and when anyone suggested that this was so, she would shout,
"It's not true! In fact, I challenge Athena, and if I lose, there's nothing I refuse to pay."
Meanwhile, Athena kept watch from Olympus and muttered to herself,
"Who does she think she is? A little nothing challenging a goddess? Her father was a lowly dyer who colored the wool used for weaving, and her mother, long dead, was just a common sort of person. It's time for the wretch to learn her lesson."
Athena disguised herself as an old woman, half crippled and with graying hair, and hobbled up the walk to Arachne's door. She knocked, and when the door opened, she said to Arachne,
"Greetings, my dear. These old bones creak, but let me warn you, listen to the advice of someone older and wiser. If you continue to compete with the gods, you will run into trouble. Your reputation as a weaver has reached the ears of Athena, your teacher. She will not tolerate being challenged by a mere human. You must be humble in her presence. Ask for her forgiveness. She is an understanding goddess and can be forgiving, but only if you ask for it."
Arachne frowned, tensing her hands at her sides and narrowing her eyes. She was not one to be told what to do by anyone. She dropped the wool, hardly able to control her anger.
"You silly old fool! How dare you come to me with your advice? Your trouble is in having lived too long. Your daughters might listen to you, or your sons' wives, but I certainly won't. You'll never change my mind with all your nonsense about Athena and not competing with the gods. Just where is this wonderful goddess you talk about? I don't see her. I think she's afraid of the challenge I made to her, afraid she'll lose."
"Athena is here."
"I am Athena. I was the old woman too, but you chose not to listen to her advice. For this you will pay."
"You don't frighten me, even if you claim to be a goddess. I admit you look impressive in your royal blue gown and cape, but I can weave a garment that would make me look like a goddess, too."
"You are more foolish than I thought, Arachne. But go ahead. I accept your challenge. We shall set up the looms, and at the end of 3 days, the other gods and goddesses will be the judges of what we create."
The looms were set, and the best wool made available to each contestant. Then the weaving began. Fingers flew as the wool slipped through them, and yards of newly woven material piled up on the floor. Athena and Arachne worked day and night without stopping for food or rest. At the end of that time, many of the gods and goddesses arrived from Olympus, their home. They gathered around the piles of cloth that had been woven, unable to tell which had been woven by Athena, the goddess, or Arachne, the human.
Athena, this must be your work here. There's not a flaw in it. And look, you have created scenes of the other gods and goddesses dancing and singing. Well, there I am, right there in this picture of a stream rushing between big rocks.
Fool! I didn't weave this piece. It's the work of the girl. She's imitating what I taught her. Can't you see the difference?
No. Can't say that I can. But perhaps I'm not the best judge in these matters. Let's ask our father, Zeus. You've always been his favorite anyway, Athena. Father, come here for a moment. We need your opinion on something.
Zeus left the group that had been gathered around him and joined Athena and Apollo.
Well, my two favorite children, are you fighting again?
Actually, Father, I haven't been able to tell the difference between the weaving done by the human, Arachne, and my own good sister, Athena. We thought perhaps you would be a better judge of these things. You have so much more experience in such matters, and a finer eye.
Well, there's some truth in what you say. I have been told I have a keen eye for beauty.
Then who do you think wove this material, Father?
Let me see. There's not a flaw in the fabric. And the pictures are of scenes only a god or goddess could possibly know. Why, look, here's the 12 gods of Olympus. Well, this could only have been done by my daughter, Athena.
Oh, betrayed by my father and brother! Fools, this is the work of Arachne. Well, she'll never weave another thing on this loom. I'll wreck it so completely that not even a god could put it together again. There. As for you, Arachne, you wicked girl, you shall have your life, but not as a human. You shall live forever as a spider.
And so, that is how Arachne came to be a spider, and why even today you can see her descendants busily spinning wherever they can find a place to hold their web. You see, the spider has not forgotten the arts of weaving its ancestor, Arachne, once practiced.
Gosh, Princess Tamalpa, are the gods always so cruel?
Well, whenever they thought their power was being threatened, they reacted strongly.
I'll say, we humans didn't seem to have a chance.